Hello and welcome to the Veg Grow podcast. This is episode, I think it's 87. Might have had that wrong. I haven't gone back and checked, actually. And today's date is the 24th of October, 2016. And today's episode is it's just going to be updates, really. In part because I've been on call, so I'm a bit late at getting this up and running and what have you. So first of all, I want to apologize. Last week's episode, the sound quality was quite off. And now my reason for that is I was recording on the normal way, like I always do, but I had a backup that I've been experimenting with, which is a new dictaphone type thing. And for some reason, every now and then, the normal recording had a high squelch sound for a few seconds, and I couldn't release that. So that meant that the backup recorder, this dictaphone, was I had to use that recording, but it did sound very tinny and what have you. So I do apologize for that. I'm, as I said before, I'm experimenting with different things to try and improve sound quality and things. In fact, this week I'm going to be ordering a new microphone that is going to run directly off my laptop, so the mobile recording will become not a thing of the past, because there may be times I still need it, but it's going to be different. I'm hoping it may sound better as well, because that's one of the things I'm not overly happy with, is the sound quality when I listen to it back. Anyway, let's not worry about that too much. Let's crack on anyway. So, down the allotment, been down there during the week, clearing a few weeds, and down the weekend I spent a few hours again clearing more and more and more weeds. I've been concentrating that on the allotment over the last few weeks, obviously having the weed order, which gave me 4 weeks to sort it. Well, it's 4 weeks today. So far I haven't heard anything, so let's keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best. You never know, we might be lucky. We may not, but fingers crossed. I'll be devastated if I do end up losing it, but we'll see. We shall see. So anyway, yeah, I've been cracking on. I've cleared out most of the weeds amongst the raspberries by getting right in there. There's still a few that were difficult to get, but I've pulled lots and lots out. This is mostly that damn couch grass. And actually, that's looking really, really good, and I'm quite pleased with it. So, I'm happy with that. The area I dug over, I tried just picking a few roots, but I didn't quite have enough time. So this weekend it will be mostly a case of digging for roots. I want to get some other bits and pieces done as well. The rhubarb down there is now starting to look saggy, and as if that's going to be dying back. I like to let it all die back completely, so as everything's absorbed into the roots is my way of looking at it. But we'll keep an eye on that, and hope next year should be able to harvest some. After that, I took down the strimmer after gave it a new line, and strimmed around all the edges, the paths, and anywhere I could get to it, just to try and clear that away, and hopefully that'll be enough. A few more garlics are showing, garlic bulbs have started to sprout through, so they're obviously growing away quite happily. Onions aren't doing anything yet, but they've only been in a week. I soon want to get the shallots in, as well as a few more garlic bulbs I have to go in. But this all depends on, of course, if I get to keep the allotment. So I'm really crossing my fingers. In case you can't worked out, I'm quite worried about it. But if it doesn't fail through, there's nothing more I could have really done. So I've done a video of this, which will be on YouTube later this week. Probably about Thursday, because that seems to be the day I seem to be able to get them out. I tend to record them as I go along, and then because I record the sound and the videos separately and whatever, you have to edit them, which takes time. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights I spend time doing that after doing the podcast and website things as well. Which means then Thursday, when I go to work in the morning, I normally press upload on YouTube and off it goes. It takes a while because my internet here isn't the fastest, so something I will be looking forward into in the future. Right, at home. I've harvested my first saffron, actually. That's something else I've videoed, is the first flower. So, I've had two flowers now. So, if you look on the blog, the featured image this week is one of the saffron flowers. That's good. A few strands of saffron, not a huge amount, as always. It's pretty. You need a lot of it for it to be worthwhile, but. Out of two flowers in a few days, yeah, I can live with that, and hopefully more will continue. Basically, the saffron are the red stamer you get sticking out. I pick those off by fingers. I think I've discussed this before, and then I just place it on a bit of tissue or something in the window and let it dry out before storage. Now, obviously, each flower has three stamers. Which is not a huge amount, really, which is why saffron is so expensive. It's more expensive than gold, I believe. So that's one of the reasons why I grow it. But we'll keep an eye on it and go on from there. Okay, so apart from that, I've just really been having a general tidy up in the house and in the garden, trying to get it tidy and clearing away. The bear, the brown chicken, its feathers are starting to grow again after it's molting. So thankfully, that should be doing a lot better. However, it's still not laying eggs, but hey. Can't have it always. They've got to do their own thing. They provide me with eggs and I look after them. That's the way I look at it. I've also been thinking about this. I haven't had to do any weeding because they do actually clear all the weeds. In the actual garden, I mean, I've still got cucumbers and tomatoes and pumpkins growing, so things are growing well. I can't complain. Considering this is getting towards the end of October and it's still growing, so in fact the pumpkin is flowered again, so see what happens. You know, I'm not complaining. I like these things to carry on growing. What I did do over the weekend was spend a bit of time just getting all my tender pots and putting them in the greenhouse. Giving those a good watering and keeping an eye on the feeding and keeping an eye on those. Hopefully in the greenhouse they'll grow quite happily. I don't see why not, but we'll do that and see what happens. This has been like a grapevine, which you could probably leave outside, but I've decided I want that in the greenhouse next. The kiwi, the lemon verbena, the Vietnamese coriander, items like that. They just need a little bit of protection. They've just gone in the greenhouse and they'll be stored up. And then the only other thing I've done is with the wormery, I've had cleared out the bottom tray, if you like, and I'm going to spread that over the bed and let the chickens dig it around and dig it in and do their own thing. Yeah, it was all nice black gold. It's lovely stuff, really is. I can't beat it. Okay, so that's it for this week. As I say, I'm just doing updates because I've been a bit focused on keeping this allotment, so I've been looking into what I want to talk about, and my mind's not been on it. So, but fingers crossed. As I say, I haven't heard anything, so no news is good news. So, until next week, thank you for listening. Keep an eye out for the YouTube video. There'll be a blog post when it gets released. And any comments, or anybody wants to add their own thing or even talk about their own plots, then please get in touch. That's richard@theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. I'd love to hear from you. I really would. I hear a bit from on the YouTube channel. I'd love to hear from people who actually listen to the podcast as well a bit more. So thanks for that. I'm Richard, and it's been the Veg Grower Podcast. Thank you and goodbye.